Thank you very much. Let me see if, without any prejudice on the other ones, and without any prejudice on how we go forward, whether something like that would be acceptable for just C. We're not looking at the other ones, just C, as proposed by Austria. So, yeah, if you could say it in dictation speed, please, and Mr. Fix will type it up. In the 90s, there was a big debate. At that time, there was a few companies who really became quite big, first in one country, but also then globally. And there was a big debate on what is the best approach on programming, on coding. And the traditional way had been of, you put a big plan and you say, I want to build the piece of software like this. And then you just start constructing pieces of it. In the mid-90s, there was a different approach that came up. It was called open source. And it said, as opposed to proprietary software, that the best way you just keep on developing something. There was a paper at that time just started circulating. The paper is called The Cathedral in the Bazaar. Let's call it The Temple in the Bazaar. It doesn't have to be a cathedral or a mosque or whatever. But the idea is that in the first one, the idea is that you, again, an architect creates a blueprint of how to construct a building, and then the construction starts going part by part. And the other approach, the bazaar, is where a market of idea is developed. So open source is, somebody says, well, I'll put this part, and then somebody else takes that and makes it better, and then another says and makes it better. There's a communication like a bazaar, where the bazaarites really take it forward as a creative way of constructing something and then encountering a problem and then going forward with that. So open source movement has been quite powerful in the past years. It has proven to produce very good software. And as a programming approach, it has, at the same time, a new approach has come, which is called Agile. But it has proved to provide really good solutions to how to solve given problems. Our approach has been to try to really just go on a blueprint and then construct something quite big. The other approach would be to go piece by piece and try to build something, but the absence of just going forward doesn't mean that you don't go forward. However, it seems that there is an insistence that we have to really agree on a blueprint and that that is the only way of going forward. And that over the next 3 years, we will have a very similar, the list is there, yeah, thank you. The way to go forward like that is something that will prove to be similar like this year. So the next 2 years may prove to be a format where we can get something really substantive to the REFCON, or a repetition of the past much longer period. Yes, I'll go back to the list. China, you have the floor.